Come, Master Tailor, let us try who wins the battle, you or I. Lay by your needle, goose, and shears, ere you and I go by the ears. But take this caveat by the way, what here of tailors I do say, of all is not be understood, in every calling some are good. The tailors you call pretty fellows, yet better men has got the gallows. But let us see for what you prize them, ere we begin to anatomize them. And first you say, or I mistake it, without their works we would go naked. Next that this calling did begin, just on the back of man's first sin. And so its antiquity reaches, since the first minute man wore breeches, and Rome sure can no sooner state their own religion's ancient date, and that their work is used by both high and low, both great and small, all sorts and sizes, rich and poor, the honest woman and the whore. Well, is this all, or what more say ye? Speak what you please, I dare defy ye. In anything you can say further, though oft a tailor's tongue be harder than e'er his hands were found to be. This truth is known, I do not lie. They say some of them, though but young, can clip clouds with their very tongue. But wherefore stand I thus to babble? The matter let us fairly table. And first and foremost it is granted that tailors cannot well be wanted. What then a man his arts not need, as well as liver, heart, or head? Therefore the bum says to the eye, I'm more to be esteemed than thee. Without eyes living men there's some, but never one that wants a bum. Till illustrate this in man there's heard, the whole abridgment of the world. His head or brain doth represent him that has chief government. The clergy may be called the eye that most in secret things do see. Also the tongue to tell the rest what way to steer their course is best. The shoulders may be called the arms that doth the body guard from harms. The merchant may be called the heart that giveth life to every part. I know this is by some denied, and to the husbandman applied. Well, let us then go try the matter, and see which us shall have the better. Now money is the thing, ye know, that only makes the mare to go. And where is money to be had but in the hands of men of trade? Is't not by trade the Hogendutch has now increased their state so much? And has not England that same way advanced to such a monarchy? In short, what nation great is made but chiefly by the means of trade? Most of princes' rents each were, are custom dues on merchant ware. What necessarist ye can have, but what from merchants you receive. If ye want money, then 'tis he that only can your want supply. Whatever kind of ware you bring, he buys, and then again each thing ye want, 'tis he that can afford all sort of goods, yea, in a word. Just as the heart blood forth doth send to every member in the end, it back returns from every part, and once more centers in the heart. The merchant so doth all supply, and all to him beholden be. And unto him returneth all, the heart we justly may him call. The husbandman we may compare, doth laboring hand that doth with care for the whole body food provide, and so forth every trade beside may be compared to fingers, toes, and ankles, buttocks, chin, and nose. Among the crowd then let us find what place to tailors is assigned. The hinder part or bum we judge the fittest place for them to lodge. For since thou much possessed with fear, 'tis proper they draw to the rear. But there's another cause also, for which their pulse should be so low. For scarce there is a trade at all, but what of course before them fall. The gardener trade in use has been ere breeks or aprons first were seen. To work and tailors well proceed without their needles, shears, and thread. I hope a smith must first be had before such working tools be made. I judge before he make a coat, a piece of cloth must first be got. The Webster waker and the dyer above the tailors must aspire, and wrights and masons that do dress the wake mill and the dyer's press must all employed be before the tailor's feet needs file your floor with several other tradesmen more. The tailor then, you plainly see, is classed in the last degree. What other arguments are used, and counts on which the tailor's abused, have little weight, whereas he, they made fine work in Solomon's, We think he other arts doth wrong, for doubtless more praise doth belong to those that did them weave and spin, embroider, press, and dress so fine. The tailor's work is easier far than any of these above mentioned are. Moreover, had sin never been, the world a tailor ne'er had seen. And when the righteous enter bliss, no use for tailors in that place. We shall not say that none are there, but we much fear our wondrous rare. For three no thief doth enter in, but such as do repent of sin. and their defender is so far from binding them for death prepare, that he doth in these words conclude, by wishing them all muckle go nude, of what they clandestinely stare, and few of them are reckoned, therefore our fears are to whim, and on the height of reason.